AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he came close to retaliating against Iran for the shooting down of a U.S. drone. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the Pentagon.
Cocked and loaded, the president says the Pentagon was ready to retaliate after Iran downed an American drone. But he tweets he called off the strikes 10 minutes before they were to be launched after being told 150 people could die. The tweet raises several questions, such as how the president could only have learned about potential casualties minutes ahead of time. Military planners here at the Pentagon would typically have shared that much earlier. The pullback's another indication the president does not want to escalate the clash with Iran, though he's not ruling out future strikes. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Georgia Democrat Hank Johnson is on the House Armed Services Committee.
The president appears to be making decisions by the seat of his pants, impulsively. Perhaps there is some logic that he understands in his madness, but it's driving the American people crazy.
A spokesman says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was not told of President Trump's aborted plan to strike back at Iran. Missouri's health department has declined to renew the abortion license for the state's only clinic, but a court order allows the St. Louis Planned Parenthood affiliate to perform the procedure for now. A preliminary injunction is keeping the clinic open. A grand jury in Kentucky has declined to indict a Louisville woman accused of attacking an 82-year-old anti-abortion protester while leaving a women's clinic. A Syrian refugee charged with plotting to bomb a Pittsburgh church to inspire followers of the Islamic State of Iraq has been ordered detained in federal court. Michigan State University authorized what officials said will be an independent investigation into the handling of sexual assault complaints against now-in-prison former sports doctor Larry Nassar at Michigan State. This is AP Radio News. 44 people were arrested in Britain in connection with allegations of child sex abuse between 1995 and 2002.
West Yorkshire Police said in a statement that 36 men and 3 women were arrested across the towns of Kirklees, Bradford and Leeds over the last 2 weeks. 5 other men were arrested at the end of last year over the same investigation. Police said all 44 have been interviewed and released under investigation, which centers on allegations made by 4 women of sexual abuse committed against them as children, mainly in Dewsbury and Batley area of Kirklees. Detective Inspector Seth Robinson, who is leading the investigation, said protecting children remains the force's top priority. Zaria Shakili, London.
A judge in Chicago appointed a special prosecutor to investigate the decision by Cook County prosecutors to dismiss all charges against Empire TV actor Jussie Smollett. He claimed he was the victim of a racial and homophobic attack. Investigators say it was staged. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.